Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week on AK, we're heading to Palmer, home of the state's only musk ox farm.
It's Mark Austin. Well, living in Palmer, Palmer's just the most beautiful place in the world as far as I'm concerned. It's surrounded by the Chugach and the Talkeetna Mountains. This property here is just beautiful rolling pastures with the musk oxen with the backdrop of the Chugach. It's pretty fantastic. Palmer's has one of those unique things about it that was developed at a time where they actually set up a real kind of a town grid, and I think that so much of Alaska is quite young. It grew up really quickly and didn't have some of the planning that gave it that really sense of a downtown and a main street that Palmer was able to get and hold on to. I think that makes Palmer pretty special in Alaska. Here at the muskox farm, we have been in the process of domesticating these muskoxen for about 50 years now. We're hoping to create a positive economic opportunity for people who do live in rural Alaska through the use of a geographically appropriate domesticate. The muskoxen produce we harvest their kivyu, their soft underwool, every year from them, and we will harvest between 4 and 9 pounds of kivyu per animal. It's one of the softest natural fibers that there are in the world. The people in Palmer are just an amazing crew. I think they're, you know, much like people all over Alaska, there's a frontier spirit or a willingness to, you know, you don't hear people complain about the weather a whole lot. People tend to kind of grin and bear it, and I think we're all in it together, and I think that's one of the things that really makes Alaska unique and Alaska. Boy, Palmer's a great community. The muskox farm is one of the most unique agriculture experience in mankind. No one has domesticated a large animal in thousands of years, and we're actually trying to do it intentionally, and it's an amazing project, and it's right here in our backyard.
Mark Austin is director of the muskox farm in Palmer. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Lisa Fu, Sean Carpenter, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Joaquin Palomino.
And that's all for this edition of Alaska News Nightly. If you missed any of tonight's stories, we're online at alaskapublic.org. We had reports tonight from Dan Bross and Emily Schwing in Fairbanks. APRN's Liz Ruskin reported from Washington, D.C. Our editor and producer is Annie Fite. Our audio engineer is Monica Gokey. Josh Edge is our web producer. I'm Ellen Lockyer.